Tennessee, a leader in the biofuels industry. Thanks for joining us, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. Recently in Von Ohr, Tennessee, a group of leaders from across the state took a tour of the University of Tennessee, Genera Energy, and DuPont Zinesco Cellulosic Ethanol's biorefinery, Biomass Innovation Park, and nearby switchgrass farms.
The thing about the University of Tennessee is we educate, we discover, and connect. And this program connects us with the people and connects us with economic development in rural areas, which are dear to my heart and dear to our university. And it's all about the state and it's about its people.
Dr. Joe DiPietro is president of the University of Tennessee and says this was an exciting day for not only the university, but all of Tennessee.
You know, it's very heartwarming and exciting to see it come all together. And it's really wonderful to see these farmers growing this crop and to see this plant producing alcohol and Biomass Innovation Park and putting together all the pieces of the puzzle. It's really great. Few rewards bigger than this for a land grant and for Joe.
Now, among those on the tour were Governor Bill Haslam, Senator Lamar Alexander, several state senators and representatives, the Commissioner of Agriculture, as well as the Commissioner of Economic and Community Development, with many other state leaders in attendance as well.
So exciting. In anyone's career, it's rare to be able to say that you are introducing a new crop that has so much potential. We have to reduce our dependency upon foreign energy sources, and our farmers can do that. We have the best farmers in the world right here in this country, and we have the best of the best right here in Tennessee.
Ken Goddard is with the University of Tennessee Extension Service and has been in on the switchgrass project since the beginning.
Tennessee's a leader in ethanol research is from biomass sources. We want all of this to really come together and have an announcement of a commercial plant. And so hopefully it will come soon.
A great day and educational tour for all involved. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.